A few days ago, there were reports that surfaced that three siblings had been snatched from their Nyanga home. They had been left alone while mom went off to work. An 11-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 2-year-old. Witnesses claim that they saw men come into the house with the three children before they vanished. The alarm bells were raised. There was a plan that was set up. And of course, it appeared in our news media. We've been following up on that story, and that story takes a surprising twist. The kids have been found. They're safe and sound. What had happened is that because of the mom's circumstance, she had just recently been put on night shift. She had no chance and no way of finding a babysitter. She took the decision, and then sometimes for many a very difficult and painful decision, I'm going to leave the oldest in charge to look after the others while I go and work to bring something home for my family. Dumisani Kwebe is the Nyanga CPF secretary. Dumisani, thanks so much. Firstly, we get too many news reports of children that are abducted and are missing, particularly in Cape Town. Fortunately, this story has a positive ending. Give us the quick background.
Good morning, Mr. Lester. Yes, it happened in our police precinct in Malema and former settlement in Philippi, where the mother was at work, left three young girls, 11, 4, and 2 years. They were at their own. At the same time, later, around 2:10 on that day, the sibling came, they knocked, they called the kids, and the kids acknowledged the voice, and they opened the door. Apparently, what happened, they said the guys and the lady who were there, they just started drinking inside their own beers, and they smashed the young girls to Makaskavu. You know what was surprising? When the mother who was with the kids said the reason why she had to go and take those kids because she was worried about if they can be a fire, what will happen to them? Mm. And she said she wanted the mother of the three girls to understand that there's no need for her not to have someone to safeguard the kids.
So the positive side is that the aunt of the mother then came and took the children as a manner to teach, and I say this very loosely, to teach the kid's mother a lesson.
Yes, she said she wanted her to understand that for her to leave the kids alone one day will be a wrong lesson. Mm. And she wanted her to know that she should look for someone who will look after the kids when she is at work, not to just leave them alone at home. And she said she was worried about the young ones, the youngest ones, the 2 years old. What if something had happened to her tonight?
Dumisani, I can totally appreciate working parents needing to make a very, very tough decision of whether they call to work to the employer and say, I'm not coming to work because I cannot find someone to look after my kids. I can totally appreciate that. But gosh, in terms of a community response to a 11-year-old, a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old left by themselves in a shack, surely this must come from have a lot of condemnation from the community, knowing and accepting that many parents have to make this decision, whether they go work and earn something for the family or whether they stay at home because there's no one to look after the children.
Yes, actually, even on that day, when I spoke to the mother, we said to her, why she can't take them and leave them to the neighbor if there is no one to look after them during the night. And she said, apparently she never thought of that. But now she will start realizing that she has to leave them with someone, not alone.
There's definitely a case to be asked whether that is not child endangerment. Do you know if police or social services have intervened? Of course, I feel very empathetic for a mother who needs to decide whether she goes to a job or looks after the children. But at the same time, maybe there needs to be an intervention here from social development or police on whether she put the children at risk. Dumisani, your thoughts?
Yes, according to SAPSA, there was an intervention, and the mother agreed that she will get someone, because there was someone who was supposed to be looking after the kids before. And then they didn't agree upon on terms of salary, but now she was given a task, and the police will always just visit the friend with that house to check if there is someone safeguarding the kids.
Mm. Dumisani Qwebe, he is the Nyanga CPF secretary. Look, I completely appreciate that it's difficult for many, many families, particularly if it's a single parent, of having to make the very, very tough decision of whether you disappoint or even infuriate your employer, your boss, say that you're not coming to work, and even there's the material, you need the money. But at the same time, I think there needs to be a community response. We cannot leave children alone at home to fend for themselves, particularly if they're as young as 11, 4, and 2. I know it's a tough decision for a mother to make, but maybe this requires some intervention by the Department of Social Development, the police. Is this a case of child endangerment? Of course it was reckless. Is it criminal? You let me know. 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.
Good morning, Cape Town.
This is Lester Kivett on Cape Talk.
Remember, we're speaking to JP Smith of the city, asking whether electric bikes, e-bikes, particularly bikes that are used in the delivery economy in Cape Town, should require a license. I've had my fair run-ins with delivery men and women who can't decide whether they're part of vehicular traffic or whether they want to ramp pavements and zoom between cars or make a left turn without indicating, simply because they're on a bicycle. What are your thoughts? 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.